A couple of more concepts to be familiar with when we're talking about connectivity is structural versus functional connectivity. Structural connectivity being the physical characteristics that allow movement on a landscape. So this could be topography, hydrology, vegetation cover, or some kind of human land use that actually provides the physical structure that allows for or that facilitates movement. You can see here in this photograph, there's a couple of monkeys crossing the bridge. The bridge is the structural connectivity. Now, it wasn't really designed for monkeys. It was designed for cars, but it's structural connectivity. It just so happens that it also is functionally connecting the two sides of the river for these monkeys. So they're actually functioning as the structure itself is providing functional connectivity. Because sometimes you can put structures in place and no one actually uses them. So functional connectivity is the concept we use to describe how well species actually do move through the landscape based on the structures that are there for them. So functional connectivity results from the interaction between populations, individuals, propagules, genes, and the functional, or excuse me, the structural characteristics of the landscape.